Hello, everybody. So behind me is the house of Sir Terry Wogan. The late Sir Terry was one of the most famous broadcasters in the British Isles. So born here at Limerick in 1938, if memory serves, into a middle-class family. His dad was the manager of a chain of delicatessens. So he went to, which school was it here? Was it the Crescent School? They were quite middle-class. Although this may not look particularly impressive housing, there was a lot of poverty in Limerick at the time. So having a house like this made that he was definitely better off than most. He came from a family of only three children, memory serves. They were Catholics, like almost everybody else in Limerick, averagely religious, vaguely nationalist political assumptions. And his father had come from Wicklow. His grandfather had been in the army, which, of course, in those days meant the British Army, and had moved around Ireland quite a bit. So Terry Wogan was averagely academic. When he was about 15, they moved to Dublin. His father got a promotion. He went to Belvedere, which is one of the top Catholic boys' private schools in Ireland. He went, it was as a day pupil. Don't think they got boarding anymore. And he did all right in his leaving certificate. Of course, in those days, a lot of people were leaving school at 15 without any qualifications. So having a leaving certificate put him well above average. So he joined the Royal Bank of Ireland. It's now defunct. And he did that. I remember him recalling his duties of going around by bus, moving large amounts of cash in an ordinary bag. Of course, if anyone realised how much money they were moving, they might have been tempted to steal it. So yeah, Limerick, when he grew up, you know, this is the time of Angela's ashes, but his experience is rather different. They didn't want for much, had a fairly comfortable family home. Not quite rich, but they certainly weren't poor. I remember hearing until even in the 60s, occasionally people go around begging door to door. There were a lot of derelict buildings, a lot of dilapidation. So nobody was starving, but some people had about under two meals a day or something. Anyway, so then he saw an advertisement for Radio Éireann to be a presenter, and Radio Television Éireann had only just started the first TV channel in Southern Ireland. He auditioned for that, he was a great success, and he never looked back. He reported the visit of President John F. Kennedy to Ireland, the very first time an American president had been here. And then later he moved to Great Britain. His career in broadcasting took off. He had his own chat show. It was huge in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. He was on the radio. He had togs, Terry's old geezers, Terry's old girls. So indeed, he took out British citizenship. He was knighted. He was a friend of Margaret Thatcher. He made some disobliging comments about his hometown, but he said he's always been a Shannonsider. And indeed, he's honoured with a statue by Sarsfield Bridge. So he's married young. He still stays with his same wife. His eldest daughter, Vanessa, died as an infant. He's one more daughter, two more sons. Kept a fairly low profile. The one of them works in television, not as a presenter. I better go before I drown, OK? Limerick's legendary Atlantic rain is pouring down. I have nothing to cover my bonds. I don't want to catch a fever. So that's his house, now a private house, 18 Elm Park. Ought to have a plaque on it. I read his autobiography last year, so you see, that's how I know a bit about it. OK, I'm going to sign off. Toodaloo.